您体验空地一体化无缝隙的完美旅行。中央人民广播电台经济之声
China Business Radio，
每一次倾听都有价值。
走进英语之夜，感受世界的精彩。
This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to English Evening. I'm John, and welcome again.
This is Donny， 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Today is the last day of 2009, so cherish today or just tonight.
Yeah, it's always one of those things, like you just made a little bit of a slip. And for me, like the changing of the year, it's always a little bit confusing, you know, because for...
It's going to be 2010.
Yeah, because for like 365 days, you're saying 2009, 2009, 2009, and then one day, you know, just like that, you know, you have to change to 2010, 2010. And so it takes a little while to, I think, kind of get used to it. Also kind of like with birthdays. Like for me, I get confused sometimes. Like if it's close to my birthday...like maybe I just turned 25, for example, and people ask me how old you are, I'll be like, I'm 24. No, I mean, I'm 25.
Yeah. Yeah, get used to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so speaking of New Year, I think New Year it would get like a New Year's gift from your friends or relatives. Like here, because, you know, people say if you don't want to buy a very expensive gift for others, then you can make one.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, I think, like when I was in university, a lot of my friends were kind of preaching this as well, like, because in the States especially, like Christmas and the holidays have become quite commercial, which to my mind is a little bit of a problem because it loses its meaning, instead it's just about, you know, what kind of gift are you receiving or what kind of gift are you giving.And it does, in a lot of ways, it did kind of boil down to the price tag and how much money you were spending and so on and so on. But with the financial crisis and with the reduction in credit and the reduction in spending, I think people are looking to find more meaningful gifts, right? So Christmas is kind of, the holiday season is kind of, you know, getting the meaning back, right? It's becoming significant again, which is really, really good, I think. And so because of that,people are looking to make, you know, one-of-a-kind gifts, things that you can't buy anywhere else, things that maybe you can make.
Yeah, here it's a way that it can help you to make a gift for your friend. It's kind of a website helping people quickly create one-of-a-kind products like clothing, books, and jewelry. In some cases, making a custom gift can be as easy as uploading a photo or clicking a mouse.
Sure.
So that's going to be very convenient.
Yeah, so there's one website that can take DNA and turn it into art, which is really kind of interesting. Like, this is the first time I've heard of anythinglike that.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what that's like.
Nothing is impossible.
yeah, and so like you mean basically like what you were saying. I mean, like you can just upload some pictures or go through like for example a recipe catalog and, you know, create a custom recipe book for maybe your mom or one of your friends.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool how this kind of stuff is happening.
Yeah, meanwhile, overall e-commerce sales have grown only 4% this season. So, like they said, with everyone being frugal, giving someone a custom water bottle with a picture of their dog on it, it's more chic and special. I love them last year, like Chanel sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very vivid, and then maybe you can try a little bit. Well, speaking of gift, you know, sometimes we receive very, very impressive gifts from friends.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we receive gifts that we might don't like a little bit.
Yeah, this is always what's kind of funny, I think, because, like, for me, like, I'm actually quite bad at gift shopping. And so I can imagine that some of my friends and some of my family members received a gift at some point and they were like, oh, thanks. That's really nice of you. But you can tell that they really don't like it very much. And so it's one of those things. I mean, this just kind of happens sometimes, you know, because it can be hard, you know, to find like the perfect thing for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like a place in Eastern Europe is like setting up a gift swap, right? Because like, you know, there are like book swaps. You know, you can go to a place, you bring a book and you can trade with someone and get another book. Or there's also clothing swaps where you can bring some of your old clothes that you don't want anymore and get someone else's old clothes, right? Mm. That maybe, you know, would be suitable for you. But now we're looking at gift swaps. Mm.
那刚才谈到呢，在新年的时候，我们可能会收到各式各样从朋友送来的礼物。那么现在一个非常有趣的送礼的创意呢，就是自己来动手做礼物。还有呢，现在包括像斯洛文尼亚，在这个国家呢，一对夫妇他们设计了非常有趣的一个公司。那这个公司就是，比方说，如果你收到其实不是那么喜欢的礼物呢，可以送到这个公司，然后呢，大家互相交换自己中意的礼物。So here on a narrow cup street winding up a medieval castle overlooking the Slovenia capital, often it's mounted as a place where like a Christmas or a New Year or a birthday or anniversary, indeed gifts of any kind can be exchanged for something you do want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think this is actually a really good alternative to something that in English we call re-gifting. And re-gifting is when...someone gives you something, and again, maybe you don't really like it, and so you just, or maybe you have an extra, you know, the same thing or something like that, and you can just kind of give it to someone else as a gift as well. But the problem with this is that, you know, you're just kind of like passing around gifts that no one really wants, right? But this is actually a really novel idea, mm-hmm. and a good idea, where you can just go in, you have something that someone gave you, but, you know, I don't really want it, I don't really need it, and so you exchange it for something different.
Yeah, just hold a party and make... As many as possible, you know, friends to be here and change some unwanted friends or swap them.
Now, this is what's kind of interesting because the shop, there's no money involved, right? It's just pure trading. And so I'm you know, learning about this and I'm kind of curious, like, how does the store actually stay open if there's no money? And it doesn't look like...
For fun.
Yeah, but at the same time, of course, they have to pay rent and electricity and so on and so on. So I'm kind of curious. Because, again, it's a great idea, and I think more people should do this. But at the same time, you know, how do you keep a place like that open?
Yeah, and also each present is displayed with a piece of paper explaining why it was brought to the shop. But no names are mentioned to avoid possibility embarrassing situations.
Yeah, that really would be embarrassing. Like, you know, if you take something that your mom gave you to this place exchange, changed it, and then your mom shows up, and she's like, "What? I gave that." And you know, then she calls you and says, "If you didn't like it, you should have told me." And then it just gets complicated. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
All right. So here is another very interesting news for you. Like, regardless of living standards and social status, there is a holy Bulgarian family which does not store at least a jar of homemade.Pickles, personal favorites with late communist dictator. And they just, you know, bottle their festival fare for hard times.
Yeah, yeah. And so in this, in Bulgaria, food bills consume 40% of wages. 40%. That's quite big. It sounds like my budget, actually, because I like to spend most of my money on food, probably more like 60%, actually. And so what they do...This country actually produced some 208 million jars of various foodstuffs, or an average of 100 jars per household in 2008, right? 100 jars of pickled stuff, right? We were talking about cucumbers, eggs, whatever, things that you can put in a jar and save for a long, long time. 100 jars per household. I mean, that's just so much. I'm really curious, like, where in the world...Do they find space for all those jars?
And here, winter provisioning had its peak under communism. And when food storages and shopping queues were common, Bulgarians invented a special electric pepper roaster widely used on city balconies as families teamed up to steal huge quantities of popular pepper tomato spread.
Oh, wow. That makes me hungry.
yeah.
Yeah, no, so it's one of those things. I mean... It's really interesting to see how cultures and customs change depending upon, you know, the economics of that place. And also, it's kind of cool to see how they continue even into better times, and so it becomes more of like a ritual or a tradition that like kind of brings the community together. Mm-hmm. Even though maybe they don't need to do this anymore, like it gives them a sense of belonging, I think.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so tonight is the last night of 2009, the farewell 2009.
So what are your plans?
Nothing. Just
Nothing.
Go home. Stay with my family.
Mm, yeah, I guess maybe for Western people it's a little bit more, New Year's Eve is a little bit more important than perhaps for Chinese
people.
You heard
that a British, they would rather stay at home than going out.
Yeah, recently especially. And I imagine because in America, like there's a big ball in Times Square.
Times Square.
Yeah, that drops. I imagine there probably will be a little bit less people.
Yeah, I know
there
that in like a Hong Kong or anywhere else around the world, there would be like a countdown for the New Year, like 10, 9, 8.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I was always so excited. And my parents, like, so I had to go to bed like around 9 or 10 o'clock. Maybe even earlier sometimes, but like for New Year's Eve, my parents would wake me up so I could do the countdown. Yeah. And
don't miss the moment.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like in some ways it's a little bit anticlimactic actually, because it's just like, okay, well it's the new year, I guess. Maybe I can't really tell.
Yeah.
It's still nighttime. You know what's going on?
Yeah, for me, I think the most unforgettable New Year's Eve is like a millennium.
Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're witness the millennium.
Sure. Although I think in the end, I was a little bit too young to appreciate the significance of that.
Mm. All right, and now let's move on to this news. 接下来呢，我们听听财经资讯。 German import prices climbed 0.4% in November. 和10月份相比, 11月德国进口产品价格增长0.4%.
Germany's import prices climbed 0.4% in November compared with October. German Federal Statistics Office said recently, adding to the signs of a modest outlook for inflation in Europe's biggest economy. Compared with a year ago, however, the import prices dropped by 5.0% in November, said the Vice Baden-based office, adding that the index of import prices, excluding crude oil and mineral oil products, was 6.9% below the level of a year earlier. In November 2008, Germany's import prices were down 0.7% on a monthly basis as a sharp downturn took hold across the world economy. Local analysts had forecast Germany's monthly import prices would dip to 0.3%, while compared with November last year, the index had been expected to come in at minus 5.2%. According to the Statistics Office, Germany's export prices slightly rose by 0.1% in November compared with October, while on the annual basis, the export prices fell 1.7% in November.
Okay, that was today's best news. Now let's move on to Studio Classroom.
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Now with the title like cloudy and chilly, lonely and weary, how do you think our friend Luke is doing this month? Luke's December blog entry tells us that final exams are around the corner and that means lots of stress. In today's word bank, Luke introduces us to a great idiom, blink of an eye. At Sam's college graduation, Jenny felt as if her son had grown up in the blink of an eye. Next, we find the verb loom. After the president was killed, the whole country felt war looming over them. Finally, presentation, as in Harold spent the whole evening preparing his presentation for the company's managers. Okay, Let's jump into the text now, which begins on page 53 in your magazines.
Cloudy and chilly, lonely and weary, with the pressures of finals, please wish me a Merry Christmas. Time flies. In the blink of an eye, it's already the end of my first semester. In American culture, December is one of the most exciting months of the year. Without a doubt, it's because school is letting out for winter break, and Christmas is upon us. Despite enjoying the thought of my Christmas break, final exams and projects loomed over me like a thunderous cloud. Not only did I have an in-class essay, I also had a presentation, my research paper, rehearsal for acting class, and other tests. I felt like my busy schedule was killing me.
I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for this month's blog article. If you've been joining us in the past several months and you've noticed this Luke's blog article in those months, then you know that Luke is a student in the United States. He's originally from Taipei, and now he is studying in the United States, and he's had several challenges that go along with that. So now we're here in December, the very end of December, and so we're looking at how his semester has finished.
So our title is Cloudy and Chilly, Lonely and Weary. Now, cloudy and chilly is talking about the weather. There's lots of clouds, and if it's chilly, it's cold. But in his heart, he feels very lonely and weary. He feels like he has no friends, no one seems to care about him, and he feels tired. Just so, like the outside weather.
Right, right. So his feeling and his emotion is similar with the way that the weather is. And he says, with the pressures of final, or with the stress that the final exams cause, he says, please wish me a Merry Christmas. And if you wish someone a Merry Christmas, that means that you not only want them to have a Merry Christmas, but you actually tell them Merry Christmas. That means wish somebody a Merry Christmas.
Now, we're going to find out that by the time Luke writes this, Christmas has already passed. But he will be talking about Christmas break and the time before Christmas as well. So he begins by saying, time flies. And this is a very popular idiom for saying that time has gone by very quickly. It's as if time has flown away. And another idiom he uses next is, in the blink of an eye. So in the blink of an eye, it also means that time has gone by very quickly. Before he's blinked his eye, well, time has flown. It has gone by.
Right. So in the blink of an eye, it's already the end of my first semester. So his first semester has flown by so quickly. And he says, in American culture, December is one of the most exciting months of the year. Now, why would that be, Esther?
Well, it's because people go on vacation, and December is the month we celebrate Christmas, and this is one of the most important holidays in the West.
Okay. And he says, without a doubt, it's because school is letting out for winter break, and Christmas is upon us. So if something is upon you, that means that something has become present, or it has come into the present time. So Christmas is upon Luke, and schools let their students out, or they release their students for winter break.
Luke continues and says, despite enjoying the thought of my Christmas break, final exams and projects loomed over me like a thunderous cloud. Now, he is enjoying thinking about the Christmas break he's going to get, but he's thinking about the final exams and projects, and these things are looming over him like a thunderous cloud. Something looms over you. It's as if it's casting a dark shadow, and it's over you.
Right. If something looms, it appears large or scary, very fearsome. And this is because of what will probably happen in the future. So final exams are still a little bit in the future, and they are looking at him, and they appear very large and scary. So not only did Luke have an in-class essay, which means an essay that he would have to complete in class, he also had a presentation. Now, what is that, Esther?
A presentation is a report you give in front of other people. So he had to talk about a subject in front of his classmates. He also had to write a research paper and turn it in. And he also had rehearsal for acting class and other tests. Now, rehearsal is practice for acting or for singing, and it's not the actual performance. So he says, I felt like my busy schedule was killing me. He felt like he was so busy, he felt very, very tired, and he almost felt like giving up.
Okay, so it's not actually killing him, but he feels like the stress is killing him. It's making him feel less alive, and I think we understand how that feels.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Last month, Luke revealed to us, his blog readers, that he was homesick and that he missed his friends. He spent too much time in the library studying, and he drank too much coffee, which he needed to help himself fight fatigue. Pretty heavy stuff. So, is Luke's situation getting any better? Well, even though he has a heavy workload at school, he seems like a diligent student who will find academic success. Our last key word of the lesson, of the month, and of the year is parallel. Our example sentence reads, at the convention, the two scientists suddenly realized that their experiments paralleled one another's work. Okay, please find your place on line 12 as we wrap up the reading.
Cloudy and chilly, lonely and weary. I hope all my hard work this semester pays off with a high GPA. The week after finals is the most exciting time for all students. Christmas break. Christmas break parallels the winter break or Lunar New Year break in Asian countries. Families get together and celebrate. Fortunately, I was able to visit my uncle in Seattle for my first Christmas in the States. It was a white Christmas filled with peace and love. However, I wish I could be back home for Christmas break. I wish I could spend some time with my family and friends back home. I wish.
So Luke hopes that all of his hard work this semester pays off, and hopefully it will pay off with a high GPA. Now, a GPA is a grade point average. So here, if you were to take all of your class grades, both this semester and actually all of the grades that you've received in your entire university or college time period, then if you were to average all of those together, then you would get a GPA. That figure, that average, would be your grade point average.
And it's usually somewhere between 1 to 4, because you get a 4 if you get an A, or 4.3 for A+, and for B you get 3 points, C 2 points, and so on like that. So this is very important for students. Students want to have a high GPA. And Luke continues and says, the week after finals is the most exciting time for all students, Christmas break. So he's saying every student looks forward to Christmas break, the vacation you get to celebrate Christmas with your family.
Okay, and he says Christmas break parallels the winter break in Asian countries. And the winter break is sometimes referred to Lunar New Year break in Asian countries. And so here we're talking about Christmas break paralleling winter break. Now, if two lines are parallel, that means that they would never touch if they were continuous lines. And actually, two parallel lines are not the same line, but they look very similar. So here, if one thing parallels the other, that means that it is very, very similar to the other, even though it's not exactly the same thing.
Right. Things that are very similar, we can compare them and we can say they parallel each other. So the Christmas break in the West, Luke is saying, parallels the Lunar New Year break in Asian countries. And what do people do to celebrate Christmas? Well, he says families get together and celebrate. So just like Lunar New Year in Asia, where families get together and celebrate, that's what families do in America to celebrate Christmas too.
And it sounds like Luke was pretty fortunate. He says, fortunately, I was able to visit my uncle in Seattle, which is not far from Southern California, not too far anyway. And so he visits his uncle in Seattle for his first Christmas in the United States. And this is really a good thing for Luke. I think this semester he's been a little lonely, and there's nothing quite like being with family to get over some of that loneliness.
Yes, and I really like the next phrase he says. He says, it was a white Christmas filled with love, filled with peace and love. And why was it a white Christmas? Well, it was snowing. We talk about a white Christmas because the snow will cover the trees and it will look like it's white outside.
Right. And actually, being from the Midwest, United States, being from Illinois, we always hope to get a white Christmas. We always hope that it snows and that there's just enough snow on the ground to make everything white and beautiful in time for Christmas. Luke goes on to say, however, I wish I could be back home here in Taipei for Christmas break. So he, even though he's with family and things are great, it's full of love and peace, he still wishes he could be home.
He still misses his parents and his brother, and he still wishes he could spend some time with his family and friends back home. So he's still missing, of course. I think if we were sitting in a different country, we would miss our family and friends, especially during holiday time, and especially when everyone is celebrating holidays with family and friends. And he continues on and says, I wish. So there's many things he wishes, but well, for now, he needs to be in the United States so he can complete his studies.
Okay.
Today is December 31st, New Year's Eve. I hope you have a chance to spend tonight with family and friends, and I wish all of you a fantastic New Year, full of love, joy, and peace. Friends, bye-bye.
And that was Studio Classroom, brought to you by Studio Classroom Magazine. And as always, thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you tomorrow.
See you the next year. Bye-bye.
露天户的你快快拿出来耍份儿 有爱心你藏着掖着 不叫多大胆儿 公益创业为社会奉献也为自己充电 联想认同你的想法帮你付诸实现
标出你的爱心
亮出你的妙计
联想绝对挺你到底
现在就上网搜索公益创业联想让你标爱心创未来
尊贵礼遇，至上感受。海南航空全球 Skytrax
四星航空公司温馨便捷的服务，让您体验空地一体化无缝隙的完美旅行。
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法。企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判他非法。